This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, away we go here in hour number three, which is the final hour of the show today. It's hour 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Calling all parents and teachers out there. School starting. Staples, your back-to-school budget is officially saved by the button, the easy button. With supplies as low as 25 cents, plus laptops, up to 40% off, and more deals on top brands and trending styles. Find it all at Staples. Whew. That was easy. You like how I did that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, here's what's up at, in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Chris vs. the Fans coming up here shortly. We're going to give away the usual chance to go to Las Vegas. Also, Michael King bobblehead doll will be up for grabs. If you win the bobblehead doll, that means you'll get to see at least a facsimile of Michael King. We're not going to see the real one. News of the day, Padres placing Michael King back on the injured list.
Oh, my. This should have hit me earlier. His bobblehead. He said he was going to be there for his bobblehead day.
Well, I bet he'll be there.
He's not going to be in uniform.
Right. He won't be playing. He'll be on the injured list from now until at least August 26th. Randy Vasquez has been recalled, but Jeff Sanders of the Union Tribune reporting that the starting pitcher for tomorrow night's game in L.A. is still officially TBD.
Correct.
To be determined.
Correct.
Scraby and I were surmising that it'll be Vasquez, but the Padres have not made an announcement on that yet.
Correct.
Also coming up in this hour, if you missed it earlier, we had a it's been an all-day thing. It started on the roundtable. It continued on our show. You'll hear it again or more on the roundtable later. But is Fernando Tatis Jr. really better than Manny Machado the way the WAR statistic says he is? ESPN has jumped in with its rankings of the top 50 players in baseball right now. We'll find out, do they put Fernando ahead of Manny in those rankings? That's coming up.
That list is a little annoying to me.
Well, you can discuss your annoyance when we get to it.
Okay.
Also, the Big Five in this hour.
Yes.
So stick around for all that. At 5 o'clock, it'll be the replay of the roundtable, an hour of commercial-free Padre talk. 6 o'clock, Scraby takes over with the Chronicles. Tomorrow, one last note, and this is the biggie. Scraby and I broadcasting live tomorrow, 2 to 6, at Islands and Carmel Mountain Ranch, just off the 15 freeway. east from Carmel Mountain exit.
We'll I don't know why you keep giving people directions when we live in the world of
You're
GPS.
Right, I know. I'm going back
Chris,
to the
like
old
it's
days.
On page number 75 of your Thomas Guide?
Go to page 75 of the Thomas Guide. All right, fine. I'm not going to help you. Find your own way to Islands. We'll see you there
tomorrow.
I'm a little
nervous making fun of you now that I found out your wife Lori was not happy with my Twitter comment earlier today about... Chris put out this tweet that had a lot of great numbers in it, but I know Chris, and he is very thorough, and I knew that it took him at least 20 minutes to tweet that out. And apparently,
I'm also
your
meticulous.
Wife was not. Yes, meticulous. Your wife was not happy with
it
that.
It wasn't
comment.
The fact that you pointed it out, it was the way you pointed it out. She was not happy with the way you termed it.
So you had a defender in the comments, too.
I will also say thank you to those of you who checked the tweet out. It did get over 1,000 likes, Gravy. The
nice
second
job.
Time ever that I've got over 1,000 likes on a tweet, so I'm excited by that. And now you can have a chance to get excited by a round of Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules. Well, actually, let me read the prize first.
Okay.
And it will go like this. You'll be qualified for the grand prize, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, plus VIP admission to IU Day Club and $175 food and beverage credit. Celebrate summer with a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences in the 5.5-acre complex, Pool Complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip, and experience IU Day Club, a stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, where the ultimate party concepts transform the weekend into a never-ending summer. Special summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com, now offering no resort fees and complimentary parking. Also, you will win the Michael King bobblehead.
With the LeMay cape.
With the LeMay cape.
The gold yes. LeMay cape.
Yes. There are two things. You know, you said something a long, long time ago, and you said it was the loge section of Petco Park, and I made fun of you, and then I really did find out it was called called it the Lodge section forever.
Oh, you did? L-O-D-G-E? Yeah, you called
forever.
It the Lodge section?
I've never heard loge in my life until you said that. Hmm. And that was correct.
I was. Yeah, I hit one. Hit one every now and again.
And then the LeMay, you got that one too. Okay. The rules, you have to make it through three
so
questions.
It's been that long since I've gotten anything right. Like going back 6 years, I finally got a second one.
Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it and you will get that question for free. I'm doing a random number generator to figure out who to pick today.
Okay.
And the first one is going to be Cameron in San Marcos. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, San Marcos.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good to hear from you there, Cameron.
The Michael King bobblehead giveaway has anything to do with the injury.
Ooh.
That would be... it sounds like a conscribacy to me.
It does sound like a conscribacy.
You can discuss it with the 6 p.m. host.
Oh, his
later
sore
on.
Knee was done because he was posing so much in that heavy gear that he had on for the bobblehead. So,
yeah. You guys can figure that out.
That was a bad joke.
I'll
all
let
right,
you
Cameron.
Guys figure that out.
Are you ready to play?
Heavy is the crown. Heavy is the crown.
Yes,
hey,
exactly.
Very good. There you go.
All right. Question number one.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Tim Lincecum won 2 Cy Young Awards with what team?
Oh, I mean, it's my initial favorite. I mean, that is my guy, the San Francisco Giants.
Tim
okay.
Lincecum.
That is
pretty
correct.
Good. Boy, I think didn't he pitch like 2 no hitters? I think he pitched 2 no. Yeah, he did smoke a lot.
That was a saying up there.
Yeah. I think he pitched 2 no hitters. Against the Padres,
I know
he
pitched at least one against the Padres.
I know one, maybe two. He had the Padres.
You know who Tony
sure.
says is one of the hardest guys to face was Tim Lincecum.
Oh, yeah. He hit the ball.
He hit the ball until the last possible second.
And then it was on you. quickly.
Someone's saying you're correct. It was two no-hitters against the Giants, or the Padres.
Yeah, no, Tim Lincecum was, he was tough on us.
He was. And then he just fell off the face of the earth after his Cy Youngs. Well, he wasn't even a thing in the 2014 World Series.
I only had 10 seasons in the big leagues. Not
That's
bad.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Won the Cy Youngs early in his career, though, 08 and 09. Go ahead.
All right.
That was a win for Cameron
number
there.
Two.
Not a number two.
Since this is a second question, we're going to I need two answers. Which two NFL teams have won the most games since 2020?
Which two NFL teams since 2020? It's going to be a tough one, I think.
It's got to be the Chiefs.
Okay. I would think the Chiefs would have to be one, yeah. I'm going to agree with you there. The other one could be a little tougher to get. We'll see. Cameron thinking it through.
I want to say, I guess I'll go Eagles.
Goes Eagles.
Rawr! Stay there.
I'm not going to think of this as too deeply. First one that came to mind was Ravens. I don't
caw!
Know. Another caw.
Yes. And?
And?
You need two.
Oh, Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chiefs. Oh,
you are still alive, Cameron.
Good for
it's
you,
actually,
Cameron.
If you think about it, they've played a lot. Have won the most
Bills.
Games since 2020.
Yeah, Dolphins have certainly contributed to that.
to their win total?
Yes, to the Bills' win total. All right, very good, Cameron. You
yes.
stay alive there. I didn't think it through too clearly there.
Here we go. Question number three.
Tim Lincecum, by the way, 18-6, 2.20 career against the Friars.
18-6?
2.20.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't get much on
And we had Madison Bumgarner back then in 2014, so we didn't need Lincecum.
That's true. Madison Bumgarner.
Wait a minute, Cameron. Are you on our show saying that we didn't need him, referring to the Giants?
Mad Bum.
Jeez,
he basically
Cameron.
Pitched every inning of that World Series. So.
Yeah, he did.
All right, here's question number three.
Or the title.
What two-time manager of the year also played in the Little League World Series? Now, this manager is active. He is currently a manager of a team in Major League Baseball right now. What two-time manager of the year also played in the Little League World Series?
Do we get to know how long the Little League World Series has been going on?
Since like 1849.
The beginning of time, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's been going on a while. But this manager is active.
Okay.
The manager's active. He played, apparently, in the Little League World Series.
And he's won manager of the year twice.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a hint. Yes, it is. Got to find somebody who's won two of these things.
Two World Series and the Little League World Series.
Two times manager.
No. They never, no. It wasn't.
No, two-time manager of the year.
And then they played in the Little League
Also played
World
in the World
Series.
Series before coming to Major League Baseball. But this guy's been two times manager of the year.
Time manager of the year.
Yeah.
God, I'd love it if it was like Bruce Bochy, but I'm gonna
Good need an answer.
Say,
I ran out of time.
You gave him time.
Stay there, though, just in case.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with somebody that won two. I was going to say Bob Melvin, but I think he's maybe even won three.
He's a terrible manager, by the way.
He just, I love Bob Melvin, but it doesn't look like he was a Little League player to me. I think Terry Francona.
He doesn't look like a Little League player.
Well, you know, Bob Melvin played in the bigs. He was
He did.
I would try Terry Francona, but I don't know how many managers' years he's won. He seems like a guy who would have played in a Little League World Series, though. Terry Francona is my answer.
Oh. Wow. Cameron.
With a win. Wait a minute. All right, now I got to think.
You're going to kick yourself.
I am?
You just don't think about this team ever.
All right. Go ahead. Just tell me then.
Kevin Cash of the Rays.
Oh, jeez. I didn't even know he won any manager of the year.
Are you kidding me? He was always manager of the year.
He took Blake Snell out of the game. He should give back all manager of the year awards for that mistake alone.
For that mistake alone.
Cameron, stay on the line, man. You hit the prize today. You'll get the bobblehead. You'll get the have a chance to go to Las Vegas. While you're celebrating all of that with Scraby, we'll check some traffic and then come back and find out whether ESPN agrees with War and says that Fernando is better than Manny. More coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, Cameron with the win on Chris vs. the Fans today. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol. He and the rest of us getting ready for the big game tomorrow night in L.A. Michael King, not so much. King was due to start for the Padres tomorrow night. Won't happen. Put on the injured list. Padres announced it about 3 o'clock today. Randy Vasquez has been recalled, but Padres have not officially announced who will start the game tomorrow night against Kershaw. We do know this. Padres will go into the game with a one-game lead in the National League West. And we didn't really make a big deal of that today, Scraby. We did yesterday.
Yeah.
But this is amazing. They were 9 games back on July 4th. I don't think this was something we even had in the back of our minds at that point.
No.
And this also doesn't happen all the time. It's the first time in 15 years that the Padres have been in first place in mid-August. The center fielder on that team was him.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
And we talk about it on the roundtable. You hear the whole thing at 5 o'clock. But, you know, how should we think about this? I'd say we should enjoy it and expect it to continue. Doesn't matter if you expect it to continue. It's either going to or not.
Yep.
But you might as well be confident about it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are out there right now, and you might be one of them, who's like, It's the Padres. I'm waiting for something bad to happen.
I know many of those people.
Yeah. I don't think that's the right way to think.
It's a new year. It's a new team.
None of these guys have anything to do with any of the other previous 54 or 55 San Diego Padre ball clubs. This is a whole new squad.
Do you think that guys, when they're coming here in free agency, they're like, I don't know. They have that.
Padres never won.
Padres curse.
What am I doing?
I don't know if I could be on the Padres curse team.
Yeah, and now that Michael King's hurt.
Padres cursed.
There you go. All right. ESPN took a moment to rate the top 50 players in baseball. Now, they use their 17 experts, whoever those guys might be, or guys and gals, to rate the top 50. And we came into it by wondering, well, do they really rate Fernando as a better player than Manny? That's what WAR says. That's not what I say. And we've been having this argument all day. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. I will suffice to say, though, that of the top 50 in baseball, there are only two Padres. Only two.
Oh.
I'll be honest with you. That surprises me in and itself.
Pitchers are included in this, I'm assuming?
Of course.
Wow.
Now I'm going to give you just a quick rundown. Here are the 50 players by position. Makes it a little easier to keep in mind. The pitchers are Scooble, Skeens, Zach Wheeler, Crochet, Christopher Sanchez, quite high, Hunter Brown, Astros, Yamamoto, think a little high, but okay, Framber Valdez, Max Fried, Joe Ryan, Logan Webb, Evaldi, DeGrom, Matthew Boyd of the Cubs, who's had a great year. Those are all the pitchers. There are no relief pitchers. Zero. Among the top 50. I think the Padres would beg to differ. We're happy to have our guys, none of whom you think are worthy. Two catchers.
Dumper's one of them.
The dumper's got to be one. The other one makes us feel that way. Will Smith, not our favorite. First base, Vlad, Bryce Harper.
Can't be Freddie.
Freddie Freeman's in there, top 50.
He's struggled.
World Series MVP, reigning him. You know, he's still a hell of a player. Pete Alonso, and a guy you'll like to hear about, Nick Kurtz of the A's. He's been a surprise.
Well, he hasn't hit a home run since that
four home run game. Second base, there's only one guy in the top 50.
Okay, let me.
You want to try to guess that? NL. One second baseman made the list of the top 50.
Well, it wasn't Jake Cronenworth.
It's not Jake. Although, you know, Ben brought this up today, and I didn't really thought of it. Jake's got an 18-game on-base streak right now, which coincides with the 14-3 stretch the Padres are in.
That's a good point.
Jake's been doing okay.
I think I got it.
Who?
Ketel Marte?
Correct.
Okay.
Very good. You did get it. Shortstops, there's a bunch of those. Bobby Witt Jr., Ellie De La Cruz, Peña, the Astros, Lindor, Gunnar Henderson, Trey Turner, Corey Seager. Can't ever look at that name the same.
No, me neither.
Bo Bichette, and also Perdomo, which I think is a bit of a surprise.
Do you think that
Perdomo's good, but I wouldn't put him top 50 yet.
He's pretty good. Yeah, I don't think top 50.
I don't think so.
Francisco Lindor. Yeah. Is he another one of those guys you just have to include on the list because he's a name? Because he's not had a good year.
No.
He's hitting 245 this year. His OPS plus is 112.
Frank said that he's got a broken foot and he's playing through it.
Oh, Frank.
Well, just saying. Third base.
But does he deserve to be in the top 50?
You know what? That's a fair question. I think he's ahead of Perdomo.
Yes.
But, you know, you could make a case, I guess. Third base, the clear best third baseman in all of baseball, who nobody ever mentions, but we will, Jose Ramirez. He's on there. Manny made it.
Of course, okay.
Eugenio Suarez, Alec Bregman, Matt Chapman.
Okay, let me ask you about this.
Okay.
I got into a big argument over the weekend with a Giants friend.
Okay.
They're saying that Matt Chapman is by far and away better than Manny Machado, and I cannot get behind that.
Matt Chapman's
very good.
Matt Chapman's won a Gold Glove.
Yes.
Or a couple of them. Made a great play yesterday. I don't see him enough to compare him to Manny, but I get the everyday appreciation of Manny, and it's hard for me to want to trade him for anybody.
Yeah.
And you're talking defense, because offense right now, Manny's got it.
Yes.
All right, right field, I'll try to get through this. Aaron Judge, obvious. Kyle Tucker, who started fast but really hasn't been that great. lately. Juan Soto, Fernando is in there, so he's the second Padre. Corbin Carroll and George Springer. Center field, PCA, who has slumped miserably after a great first half. Julio Rodriguez and Brian Buxton. Left field, how about this? Kyle Stowers. Mm. Christian High's own Kyle Stowers the top 50, along with James Wood. Padres don't want to hear that. And Bellinger. All right, there's your... Oh, the other two I left to you. Haven't heard their names yet. Two DHs, Shohei, Schwarber. Okay, there's your 50. So now the question is, who's higher, Fernando or Manny? And again,
how did they base this list?
Well,
I'll tell you exactly what it's
going to
be.
Okay, I'll read what they wrote, and then you'll have this. It says our least Who is the Who's the best player in 2025? We asked our experts give their ranking top 50. We averaged those lists to create our first in season update. It doesn't say what they're basing it on.
So it's not on war.
Yeah, it's so who's number one, who's the best player to go with our updated rankings, what they've done. Yeah, it doesn't say what their criteria is.
So these people are ranking them on their feel, and then they're averaging their
Their feel and what they've done this year. I'll give you the top 10. Judge, number one. Shohei. Scoobal, three. Dumper, four. I just love that name. I think everybody else does, too. Bobby Witt Jr., Paul Skeen, six. Pete Crow Armstrong, seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I agree. He's been slipping.
Seven?
Jose Ramirez, deserve it. I'm glad to see him get some
PCA
respect.
Over Jose Ramirez?
Zach Wheeler, nine. Garrett Crochet, 10.
You're telling me that PCA is better than Zach Wheeler and Garrett Crochet?
I would say the PCA has been most of the year.
He has,
but not
you're
recently.
Right. Recently. He's fallen off a bit.
All right, so we have time for one more question on this subject. Who rates higher? Manny, the clear MVP of the Padres, or Fernando, the war champion of the Padres?
I'm going to think, based on non-war, they're going to go with Manny.
They're going to put Manny ahead of him.
Yeah.
They didn't. Fernando, number 13, says he hasn't reached his offensive heights from before the injury and suspension, but his off-the-charts defensive metrics have helped him to one of the highest war totals in the NL. So they did use it there. Says he leads all right fielders with 16 defensive runs saved. He's already drawn a career high in walks, giving him a high on base, also cutting down his strikeouts. So they're pretty Fernando bullish. Manny comes in four spots behind him at number 17.
All right, top 20.
Yeah, both are in the top 20. It says if Manny never played another game, he would have already done enough to get elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Seven All-Stars, two Gold Gloves, 2,000 hits, closing in on 400 home runs.
That has nothing to do with this season, but okay.
Well, he's having a great season. And
who's in the MVP conversation? Manny.
I think
Fernando.
So. I think so.
It's a good fight to have, though.
The defensive metrics is great.
Who's
and
better?
I'm not going to argue. Fernando's great on defense. So's Manny, despite the errors. And just one more thing on the defensive metrics. Defensive metrics say that Jake is one of the worst second basemen in baseball.
Yeah.
That's what they say. But if you watch the games like I do, I don't see how you can agree with that. Jake makes a lot of great plays.
Sure does.
All right, we'll take a break. Big Five's next on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I might be my last chance to remind you, tomorrow, Craig and I, broadcasting live, Islands Restaurant, Carmel Mountain Ranch. I would give you directions, but Scraby thinks I'm wasting my time. You can find it on your own. We'll be there from 2 to 6. We have good prizes to give away, including a Fernando autograph baseball. Big 5 in a moment. I got to do this quick. ESPN also giving out its awards with a month and a half to go in the season. Here's where things stand. NL Manager of the Year, pretty clear. Pat Murphy, yeah. Brewers. He's going to win it for the second year in a row.
Man, the Padres let him get away too, huh?
They did, but we got second half Schilt, baby.
Second half Schilt.
Mike is fourth right now behind also. I wouldn't put him behind Oliver Marmol of the Cardinals.
What?
Yeah, Clayton McCullough of the Marlins. I can see some love for him. He's done miracles with that team. National League Rookie of the Year front runner Isaac Collins of the Brewers. This is a given. He's considered one of the best players in the league. He's only a rookie. Jacob Marcy has done so well in 2 weeks that he even got a mention here.
Really?
Yeah. Cy Young in the National League. You're going to be mad.
Paul Skeens?
Yeah, Paul Skeens.
I'm not going to be mad because I'm over that whole
okay.
thing.
Okay. Sanchez and Wheeler, the two Phillies. Andrew Abbott of the Reds, who has been quite good. I'm glad to see that at least they mentioned Nick Pivetta fifth.
Yeah.
Here's the one
he's being overlooked for whatever reason.
Yeah. Here's the one that I'm going to go crazy, and I'm glad we only have 20 minutes left in the show because I'd rail against this for the rest of the show if I could.
A big old harangue.
Shohei, number one, NL MVP. Number two, PCA. Again, he's fallen bad, and they mention that here. Number four, Kyle Tucker has also fallen bad. Oh, I forgot to tell you, number three. Fernando Tatis Jr.
In the MVP conversation?
NL MVP, Fernando, third.
I know his defense has been amazing, but...
That good? Number 10, Trey Turner. I mentioned that because Manny isn't even in the top 10.
Wow. That's kind of wild.
I guess I'm wrong. I just have to admit it. Finally. Fernando is just way better than Manny. Everyone says so. But it is going to be funny when Manny walks up and grabs the Padre MVP award from the greatest player the game has ever seen, Fernando. It sounds bad now because it sounds like I'm putting down Fernando and I don't mean
you
to.
Are.
I'm not. He's just hasn't been as good as Manny this year, and I just don't see the argument.
Right, looking at, I want to see where Manny is in the race now for the batting title.
He's still top 10-ish.
He's still top 10-ish? Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's 11th. He's 11th.
11th.
296 okay. In all of baseball.
So. Right, he's 11th in all of baseball.
Will
National
Smith
League
is now
probably a little closer.
312.
Yeah, Smith's coming back. We'll see. Yeah. Arai still has a chance to win it as well. Let's go to the Big Five after one last check of traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You want to know how I know Manny's very good, Chris? Because I was just watching. We have the Marlins. Jacob Marcy is up, if anybody cares. But we have the Marlins and Guardians on TV. Jose Ramirez went to make one of those Manny plays where he throws off of his back foot, falling away from the foul line. Jose Ramirez is a very good fielder, but he threw it about 10 feet wide. So Manny throws it right at the chest.
Most times
he does. All right, let's get into the Big Five.
Number five.
And the first one, I came across an article listing the top six underrated players that are going to help their teams in the playoffs. Ramon Laureano was one of them. Here's what the article said. Quote, If Laureano can sustain his performance, he'll go down as one of the biggest positional upgrades any team made at the trade deadline, considering the black hole that was the Padres' left field situation before he arrived. Through the end of July, only four teams got less production from their left fielders than the Padres. In August, San Diego ranks fourth with a 159 WRC plus in left, including a 149 WRC plus from Laureano over 44 plate appearances at the position, end quote. I know I threw a lot of numbers at you, but here we go, Chris. Was left field really a black hole before Top Ramon's addition to the team?
Black hole? No, because Gavin Sheets played
some
there.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, I'll wait.
But Ramon's been a big upgrade, and it's, as we've said, it's lengthened the whole lineup, right? And Sheets could DH now and bat seventh or eighth. Now you got O'Hearn doing that. I don't know that the biggest black hole filled, though, might not have been by the Padres. It just might have been at catcher, where Fermin doesn't allow me to go make
point.
A sandwich when he comes up, as opposed to what Diaz and Maldonado were doing, which was pretty much nothing. I think that might be even a bigger upgrade than Ramon, Top Ramon. So that's it.
Yeah. I think this is one of those things where a reporter looks at numbers and just sees the number switch and is like, oh, here we go. Ramon Laureano, he's got Gavin Sheets was not a black hole. He produced enough to the point where, I mean, I guess he didn't produce enough, right? They went out and got someone. But in the end, I don't think black hole is the way you could describe the left field position.
I don't think they were dying to replace Gavin Sheets. I just think they had the opportunity to get better, and so they took it.
And they took it, yes. All right.
Number four.
We just talked about MVPs, but the NL MVP race has lots of names. The AL MVP race only has two names, really. Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. Since 2009, only two catchers have won MVP, Joe Mauer in 2009 and Buster Posey in 2012. Coming into today, Aaron Judge is hitting .337. He has a .210 OPS plus. He's got 38 home runs, 88 RBIs, and he's got a 6.7 WAR. Raleigh is hitting .245 with a 165 OPS plus. He's got 45 home runs, 98 RBIs, and he's got a 5.2 WAR. I'm up first. Who is your AL MVP up to this point?
You only get one vote, Scrab. Who are you going with?
I got to go with Aaron Judge.
Okay.
The definition of MVP is most valuable player. You take Aaron Judge off of the Yankees, they are fading into the darkness.
They already did fade into the darkness when he was out. And now he's back.
And now he's back, and they're kind of making their way out of the hole they created. But Cal Raleigh's on a really good team, and he might lose out on an MVP because of his team being so good. But I know that they don't ever vote that way, or they usually don't vote that way. To me, the most valuable player is Aaron Judge. Chris.
I think they're going to vote for Aaron Judge because he plays in New York. But Cal Raleigh, to me, is the clear winner. Here's why. A, because I want to say big dumper. B, because he's doing something historical behind the plate. The all-time record for most home runs ever by any catcher in a season is 48. He has a shot to be the first ever catcher to hit 50.
Definitely.
He also has a chance to be the all-time record holder for a switch hitter. And if that's not enough, he's the catcher for one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. That should count for something.
Yeah.
Shows up every day and squats down there and calls pitches.
He puts his dumper on the ground.
I think Cal Raleigh's, you know, going to get overlooked because it's Judge, but I would vote for Cal Raleigh.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't hate it if Cal Raleigh won.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, the big dumper being put on the MVP trophy, that'd be great.
Number three.
Shedeur Sanders' NFL preseason debut on Friday against the Panthers garnered 2.237 million viewers, making it one of the most watched NFL Network preseason games since 2015. Sanders ended up throwing for 138 yards, two touchdowns in the Browns' victory. Chris, why do you think so many people watched
the game?
Yeah. Why do you think this is one of the highest?
I think people like to see Kevin Stefanski coach, don't
you? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they're tuning in for.
What are you asking me for? Of course they want to see Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders.
He's a draw. Like him or hate him, Dion draws interest. And his son is going to do the same. I'm good with it.
I'm good with it.
You don't have to watch.
No.
You know, and
no,
I didn't.
No.
Because it is a preseason game, and the fact he threw two touchdowns doesn't really mean that much to me. But, you know, it's something to look. If you're a football fan, you're looking for almost anything that you can, you know, glom onto in the preseason, right?
I think that combined with Shedeur Sanders is why. I mean, I looked for what he did on Friday night. I wanted to see what he was able to do in his preseason game. But 2.237 million viewers is a lot of viewers for a preseason game. But I think some of it was what you just said. Football's back. Let's watch some football.
Number two.
Odell Beckham Jr. is not done yet, Chris. The 32-year-old wide receiver, despite recent fake retirement reports, he got caught on a fake report. It was someone was trying to be Adam Schefter, but you could clearly see in the handle it was Adam Scheffler.
Ah.
And so it said, it basically said Odell Beckham Jr. is retiring, blah, blah, blah. Odell saw it, and he said, news to me on the bottom. And so he came out and he said that, hey, I am going to play this year. He's not retired. He wants to play. He is known for, you know, great highlights and all that stuff. But I don't know that he's still drawing interest despite not playing a full season in 6 years. So I'm up first. Does he still have something in the tank? I hate to tell someone they don't. I don't think he has anything left in the tank. I saw him last year. Chris can tell you all about it because he was a Dolphin. But Odell, I think he had, what, 9 catches last year? Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I don't see him helping a team anymore. Chris?
The Dolphins just should have just given me the $1 million. He did as much as I did. He was totally useless. He made his catch, the one-handed one, in 2016.
That's crazy. It was that
so
long
we're
ago.
Going back 9 years. He's not done anything since helping the Rams. A very minor help but they did win the Super Bowl, and he helped.
He was going to be the Super Bowl MVP before he got hurt.
He helped in that game. But I see nothing there, so I don't even think he'll be picked up.
I don't think
whether
so
he wants to be or not. I don't see it.
Yeah,
unless
you know, some team will maybe get two or three big name injuries, and they'll say, "Okay, we're bringing Odell to try to make it look good." But that's I don't see he's got much.
Yeah, he's not going to go start on any team this year.
I don't think.
Have you ever heard of Philip Beard Stadium, Chris?
Which one?
Philip Beard Stadium.
Nope.
All right, well, the reason you probably haven't heard of it is because it is the home to the Buford Wolves High School football team in Georgia. $62 million stadium that they are opening. It's 10,000 seats. It has a luxurious high school scoreboard, has 1,500 premium seats, 15 suites. Again, a large video board in about 10,000 square feet of event space.
This is
for high school.
The Pop Warner team? Oh,
yeah.
High school. Okay.
Now, Buford is a football powerhouse. They have a lot of state championships. They have NFL-bound players. They think that they need this. City manager Brian Curlin stated the stadium was funded by General City Fund. So the city built this.
Okay.
And with no impact on teacher salaries or educational resources, I call lie on that. However, the money could have been potentially used for other city needs. So, Chris, do high schools need $62 million stadiums?
Probably not, but I'm in awe of Buford, Georgia. 17,000 residents able to get something done that our myopic 3.5 million residents couldn't figure out a way to agree on. They have a 62,000 seat stadium?
No, 10,000, but oh, 62 million okay. is what it cost.
I'm jealous. I wish we had one. That's you bring up stadium, this is all I think of, is that we don't have an NFL football
stadium.
You don't
think
and
like
it just
me?
Makes me mad that our leadership and us couldn't do it, and we blame it all on Spanos, and while they deserve a ton of blame, we should have just put it aside and got our stadium so we could still have football here. Spanos isn't going to last forever. The fact that the Chargers aren't here is going to last forever. Don't get me started.
I won't.
Congratulations, Buford, Georgia.
I'm going to say shame on you, Buford, Georgia.
Okay.
Why? I don't understand this. I know that high school football is very important around the country, but
have you been to Texas and driven around on a Friday night?
It is insane. You're right.
There are lights everywhere. There is traffic everywhere. There are people everywhere. High school football is huge. You know what? I will even say in San Diego, it's bigger than you think.
Oh,
like,
no,
you don't
I know
think it is because
no, no,
you don't
no,
have
I
a
know.
Kid.
I know.
You know, going. But, I mean, you go around these high schools on a Friday night.
Chris,
football,
we've been to these. We've broadcasted from high school football games.
Yeah,
it is a big deal.
Thing.
But I don't think that high school kids need a $62 million football stadium. Spend money on something better than a $62 million football stadium.
What has Buford, Georgia got to spend it on?
I don't know.
What do you got?
I don't know. I don't have any good answers for that question. But the city put money into it. And I had read that this is a pretty affluent area of Georgia. So I don't know. It just bothers me for whatever reason.
You don't want anybody to have any money unless it's you.
No. That's not it. I just think that sometimes, you know, when you go to high school, you need to work to get to the next level instead of being handed everything.
Stop looking at the kids so much. Look at the community. This is the one thing they all want to get behind and get involved in and all show up and have a great time every Friday night. What else are they going to build that will bring everybody in? A park?
Adam Paul says, Scraby, before you complain, you should see the school. Don't care about the school. I've been to Cathedral. I think that's ridiculous.
Wow.
Cathedral is like a movie studio.
Wow. Did you hear
school.
That, Cathedral? Did you hear that?
Wow. We've
Shame
been there.
On you people for having a nice
you
school.
You said the same thing when we were there. You're like, wow, this is so nice. I can't believe it's a high school. It shouldn't be a high school. It should be a college.
I didn't say it shouldn't be. I said it's quite amazing that it's a high school. I went to Beverly Hills High. If anybody's going to be arrogant about their high school, it's going to be me.
Okay, Buford, Georgia, send us the $62 million and we can fix the potholes that we've been trying to fix forever, okay?
Wait a minute. Didn't we get those all fixed when we didn't get the stadium? I thought that was the deal.
That was the deal, but it didn't work out.
It did not.
The money went elsewhere, Chris.
No kidding. We don't
know where it went.
No kidding.
And now they're charging $10 an hour downtown to park during Padres games.
You know what? I apologize to everyone who's in politics in our city, but our leadership is poor.
Jocelyn says, Braden's about to come in here and freak out on me.
I need somebody out there to take over the leadership in our city and do a better job with it, please.
I will do it. I will do it, Chris.
Please.
I'm not a San Diego City resident, though, so.
Well, Carlsbad should look nicer.
Carlsbad is very nice.
Okay.
And they don't have $62 million stadiums.
Well, they got
fixing the roads.
Hey, we went to Carlsbad High. It's pretty nice. It wasn't bad. La Costa Canyon isn't bad either, my friend.
It definitely is not. But it's not $62 million.
Stick around the round table with a ton of Padres stuff, an hour commercial free, celebrating the new first place team in the NL West. Don't go anywhere after that because Scraby's got you. And then we're at Islands tomorrow. We'll see you at 2 o'clock, Carmel Mountain Ranch. Be there and bring me some fries.
You'll get your fries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.